Blog Talk Radio.
I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. Then I'm left to deal with making you bleed.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. Cause I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling. You keep keep on hitting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip for you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Tripping on you.
My bad for tripping on you.
Tripping on you.
My bad for tripping on you.
Tripping on you.
Cool when now you waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it.
But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how
to the grind, the realest show ever. Man, I got to tell you, I'm in a great mood this morning. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that are tuning in to the grind this morning, man. As I always say, you could have been doing anything in this world that you wanted to do, but you decided to chime in and listen to me on the grind this morning, man, and I don't take that lightly. So, man, God bless you guys and thank you. Hopefully, you guys are either traveling to work, you're already at work, or you're at home sipping on your coffee, getting ready to start your home business, you're in some entrepreneurship, and man, you're proud of yourself, you're doing some things that you've never done before, you're tapping into some parts of yourself that you've never ever tapped into before. It can be a little scary, but guess what, you're ready for the journey, you're up for the task, you're ready to take the hits, man. You're like, let's do this, man. And when you get that feeling, when you understand who you are understand who you are, why you're here, when you understand all of that, ladies and gentlemen, things happen. Some things start to be revealed to you. God starts to show you some things in your life that you've never seen before. So, guys, you know, for all of you that are out there, whatever your grind is this morning, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. You always have to have a grind. Anything that you want in life, ladies and gentlemen, is going to require a grind. So that's exactly the premise of this show, The Grind, ladies and gentlemen, because you're definitely going to have to get out there and go get it, man. Nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to say, hey, I got it over here waiting for you, and all you got to do is come over here and step into it. That doesn't happen in real life. And if you just step into anything, ladies and gentlemen, if you just step into it and you're not prepared for it, then what does that mean? That means you're eventually going to be hurt by it. You're going to lose it. Something's going to happen because you're not ready for it. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about every aspect of life, man. So whatever your grind is today, if you're sitting at the 9 to 5, man, God bless you. You got a job. A lot of people in the world these days don't have a job. They're still looking for work. The unemployment line is very, very long. So, you know, God bless you if you have a job. For those of you that may have just lost your job, don't fret. It's not the end of the world. You know, this is just another day. Tomorrow is, you know, a totally different day with brand new opportunities. As a matter of fact, today is a brand new day with brand new opportunities. So don't get too down on yourself. Figure out exactly what you're going to do. Just sit back and assess the things, because I'm going to tell you one thing that I've learned, guys, that holds true. It can always get worse. Always. Every single time, man, I would say, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen if things get any worse. Guess what? They got worse. It got worse. And God just sit back saying, okay, keep on. Look, I call it the Job. You sit back and that you don't know what you're going to do if it gets any worse and get jobbed up in here. And that's not what you want, right? So all you have to do is sit back, analyze where you are, develop a plan. What's your plan to get you out of where you are? But before you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand why you are there. You got to back up a little bit where the wheels start wobbling. Figure that thing out. Figure out where was it when it started to happen? When the wheels started to wobble, what started it to wobble? It may not be a physical thing. It may be a mental thing. Who knows what it is, but you have to discover it so you don't revisit it. So you back up far enough to figure out where the wheels start to wobble, man. You start tightening up those wheels and you make note. You know, you lick your pen, you write on your paper, you say, look, okay, so I did this there, and I want to make sure I never do that again. And you write that thing down, and it's okay to write it down. It's okay. So people write down all of the good stuff in life that they've done. Also write down the bad stuff in life that set you back to where you are right now. The reason why you're not further along than where you are. Back up to where you know the wheels start to wobble. And then at that point, ladies and gentlemen, is when you want to start fixing things. Is when you want to start revisiting things. What is it? What are the things that actually got you where you are? And then you start moving forward. And as you start moving forward, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to realize that, man, I'm starting to heal. This feels good because now I'm making some progress. I'm making some, not just some fake progress. I'm making some real progress because now I'm fixing. I'm going back and I'm repaving the road that all of the cracks and all of the stuff in. And I got my track now. I know life is just full circle. I'm just going to run around this track. And I'm just going to collect all of my rewards. But when I come back around this way, when I'm in this situation again, I won't trip over the same crack. I won't fall into the same hole. I won't stumble over the same hurdle. Now I know that all I got to do is jump. Now I can concentrate on building the muscles to jump. So, guys, you know, again, thank you for jumping on this show, man. This is what I'm going to do, guys. I want to come back and I want to talk about a topic, man, that I absolutely love. I want to talk about who are you? Who are you? And I want you guys to ask yourself that question. And when we come back, guys, we're going to explore a little bit about who are you? Exactly who are you, man? Say, who am I? Who am I? Some of you saying, I know who I am, but do you really? We'll be back, guys.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I done seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, I don't live it. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he come in on this.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall. You know I do, I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do, I do. No one could show you all. Oh, we got you covered.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wrong with you, man? Welcome back to the grind, ladies and gentlemen. We are definitely having a good time on the show this morning, man. Again, thank you to all of you that chimed in this morning, man. Absolutely ecstatic that you guys are here with me this morning. Promise you guys that we would talk about some stuff when we came back, man. And I asked you to ask yourself a question: who are you? Who are you? Some of you maybe go back a little bit further and say, God, who am I? What did you create me to be? What is it that you wanted me to accomplish on this earth? Why did you put me here? Why on God's green earth am I actually here? Who are you? Some of us guys, you know, when I sit back and I watch people, and, you know, it's amazing because, you know, and I want, let me put this prerequisite out there, because I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you guys, okay? So I'm not talking at you. I'm talking with you, because guys, this is reciprocal, because I want you to talk to yourself, ask yourself, who am I? And I'm asking you, who are you? Because I see people every day and they become somebody that they're not. And you ask yourself, why? Why is it that a person would take the person that God created them to be, knowing that there's that little thing on the inside that says, this is what I really should be doing. This is who I really am. This is what I really love. This is my grind, man. This is my passion. I love this. I'm at my best. I feel my best when I'm doing this. For some of you, it may be playing the guitar. For some of you, it may be playing the piano. For some of you, it may be doing anything. So it could be I love kids. It could be you love riding a bicycle. You ride a bicycle so well. You ride better than anybody else, and you take curves better. Whatever it is, man. It's a passion that you have. And the American dream is to be able to actually make money while you're doing the thing that you love. And when you're doing the thing that you love, you are in your element. Nobody can knock you off the horse. Nobody can take you out of the game. You've got your helmet is glued to your head. Your chin strap is on. Your mouthpiece stays in your mouth because it's what you do. It's the thing that makes you you. Who are you? Some people haven't figured it out yet, so they just be who everybody else wants them to be. One of the things that make people want to be who everybody else wants them to be is fear. Everybody wants to be something to somebody. And the best way to do that is to be the thing that they want you to be. But what is it that you want to be? Who are you? Have you had to talk in the mirror with yourself this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and said, you know, well, who am I? What did God put me here for? What am I doing? I'm not happy. Some of you are saying, I'm cool. I'm happy. Then maybe you're in your passion. Maybe you're doing what you were created to do. But I know that every morning you open your eyes, there's a reason why you're here. Your purpose has not been fulfilled yet. Once your purpose is fulfilled, your eyes don't open anymore. So who are you? Why are you here? See, there comes a point in your life when you get tired of wearing a mask. It's just a matter of when you get tired of wearing a mask. Do you get tired of wearing the mask when you've been depleted, when everybody has taken from you, when everybody has used you, when everybody has told you who they want you to be and you can't discover who you want to be, who you are? Is that when you decide at that point that you're going to do something else? Well, as they say, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too late. And I believe that it's never too late to discover who you are. So I'm telling you guys this morning on this show, I'm asking you, who are you? If you can ask yourself that question today, then you've taken the first step to figuring out who you are. Now you just have to get to know yourself. You get to know everybody else around you, but you haven't gotten to know who you are. Get to know yourself. Spend time with yourself. You know, I always hear people talking about, you know, self-love. You know, self-love is an amazing thing because self-love is that concept that you deploy, man, in your own life. That allows you to discover who you are, to take care of yourself. Guys, if you dig a well and you never put any water in it, it's just a dry well. It's just a hole in the ground. It's a pretty hole in the ground with an apparatus sitting over top of it that looks awesome, but there's nothing in the well. And some people have dug a well, but they've never filled it with water. Because they don't love themselves. They don't know themselves. Guys, when you love yourself enough to care about what you put in your mouth, what you put in your ears, what you put through your eye gate. You love yourself to care about everything in your life. So you let the world tell you to not be selfish. Oh, don't be selfish. And that's a term. Guys, when you get overly zealous about yourself, when you get very arrogant and gaudy, then you, everything is about you and nobody else. You know, you never want to be a part of anything else to help anybody else. And you're just me all the time. You've discovered who you are. You know what you want. And you're very lustful toward things. And I just me. I don't care who else I hurt. Yeah, that's selfish, guys. It's a very broad term. And it's a very broad road to destruction. But self-love is something different. When you start deploying self-love, ladies and gentlemen, you start to understand who you are. You stop letting people take from you. You start giving to the, let me rephrase that. You stop letting people take from you every single day, and you start giving to the right people every day. And you got to include yourself in that equation. You're the right person to give to yourself. And you find the right people to give to. And when you find the right people to give to, now we call that in the industry, I mean, income producing activity. Now you got some self-love producing activity. You've got some love producing activity. Now you're getting traction in your life because you're discovering who you are. And you don't have to worry about it. At this point, you're not worried about what other people think of you. Yeah, because when you know what you need to take care of in your life for yourself, guess what? You can fix it yourself. Because I have this thing that I do. You know, it's no secret, man. I'm just going to say it because, you know, there are some people that are always just saying, you know, you got to do this. You got to do that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have to do anything but stay black and die black. And hopefully you guys feel the same way, because you can't let people totally dictate your life. You got to at some point in time be the person that steers your own ship. You got to put the steering wheel back in the car, guys, and drive yourself. But you got to be confident enough to drive yourself. So that means you got to trust yourself. And if you trust yourself, guys, then you start to grow yourself. And I can tell you right now, one of the things that I believe wholeheartedly for my life, I believe that I am what I put in my body. I am what I put in my ear gate. I am what I put in my eye gate. If it's positive, I draw towards it. If it's negative, I steer away from it. No drama. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with that. I get anxiety when I get around it. I don't want to go to that. I don't want to spend my time and life in a doctor, because I would much rather be proactive as opposed to being reactive. And if I'm proactive, I can figure out what I'm supposed to do not to do something, as opposed to what I'm supposed to do after. I want to put more emphasis. Let me adjust this mic a little bit, guys. I want to put more emphasis on what I'm supposed to do before it happens, as opposed to what I'm supposed to do when it happens. So I want to be proactive in my life. I want to figure out, now tell me, show me the things that I need to do to stop things from happening before they actually happen. Guys, when you start being proactive in your life, then that means you're going to stop going through a lot of the stuff that you're going through. And here's what I know. When things start to go wrong, guys, it's just a simple equation. Don't go with it. When they start to go wrong, go the other way. And you have to deploy it to your own life. It's your life. Deploy that. When things start to go wrong in your life, notice it. Figure it out. That's not where I want to go. Don't keep going because everybody else is going that way, because broad is the road to destruction. Narrow is the path to righteousness. So, guys, go the narrow path. Look, take your machete out and start cutting down the weeds and the bushes and the trees in the path that nobody else is taking. And I promise you, you're going to discover some things about yourself that are going to help you be the trendsetter. They're going to help you be the creator. They're going to help you cut the path that people need to follow, as opposed to the path that a whole bunch of people are following that they're just destroying themselves. So, guys, be the anomaly. Be different. Go against the grain. Take risks. It's your life. Be the master of your own ship. Be the controller. Steer the wheel. Take ownership of your own life. Guys, who are you? Come on, man. Who are you? Are you just this little whimpering kid that's sitting in a corner every time somebody says something to you, so in your feelings and your emotions that you can't do anything? You get paralyzed. Are you that person that's allowing the same person to do the same thing to you every day and get away with it because you think that it's what's supposed to happen? You think you're powerless in the situation, and you think that because you create all of these things in your mind that says, I can't do this because of this. If I do this, then that's going to happen. But here's the thing. If you stay in the situation that you're in right now, what's going to happen? The same thing that's always happened: hurt, pain, destruction. Somebody needs to hear this morning that you need to move. You need to get out of the situation that you're in, because there's no glory in it. It's pain. What's the worst that can happen if you roll out? And what's the worst that can happen if you stay? That's what I know, guys, that separation, and I don't know why I'm on this tangent. Somebody needs to hear this. Separation is going to require some struggle. It's like a rocket ship breaking orbit. It's everything in the world, all of the gravity is pulling on the rocket ship. And as it's trying to break gravity, it takes engine after engine after engine with thruster after thruster after thruster to get it to break orbit, to get it to get into orbit, guys, to get it to break Earth's gravity because it's trying to hold it down. That's a struggle. Things are breaking apart. You got to separate different parts of the ship to make it smaller. You got to drop this fuel cell so that it can get lighter, get faster to penetrate into the atmosphere. And once it gets up there, ladies and gentlemen, it's a brand new world. But there was some struggle to get there. You got to be willing to go through that struggle. You got to plan for that struggle. You got to know that it's going to happen. But you got to know what the prize is. You got to keep your eye on the total picture. Create the picture that you want to see, guys, and start breaking the atmosphere that you're in to get to that picture. And don't let anything stop you, right? But who are you? You got to figure out who you are first, because that's the fuel that you put in your tank to get there. figure out who you are so that when you get there, you don't feel like I got to go back. When you get there, you don't feel like I got to go back. Here's what's happening. And I want you guys to really get this today. Hear me, because this is good. This is one of the things that really separated me from moment to moment, guys. I mean, it was for me, man. It was so important that I understand that nobody, absolutely nobody, was there to help me. Was coming to help me. The best thing that can happen to you guys is that nobody helps you. I'm telling you. There's people that's going to help you, man. I can remember when we were homeless and we were homeless for a while, guys. We lost one home, couldn't pay for it, and sat there and trying to figure out what we were going to do. You know, I just call it, multiple separation periods, So we were trying to figure out what we were going to do. And we knew we couldn't stay there any longer. So we just struck out, man. We stepped out on faith and we moved out. We didn't know what we were going to do, where we were going to go. We just had to figure that thing out on the fly. But we knew who we were. We knew who we were. We knew what we were called to do. We knew we weren't called to be failures. We knew we weren't called to waddle into failure. We knew that we were going to fail, but we knew that we could get up from it every single time. I heard a great man say that if you fall on your back, land on your back, get up because you can look up. So that's what we did. We understood that. So as we were leaving and we separated from that period, guys, we didn't know. We didn't know where our help was going to come from, guys. And we moved in with a good friend of ours, and she took us in and said, "You guys aren't homeless. You come stay with me." And as we started to live in her home, guys, that was another separation period. Somebody came to help. We didn't know. We didn't look for it. We were just going to do whatever we needed to do. And we were doing that. So God will send people in your life to help you. Just don't look for the help. Just don't look for it. Don't plan for it. Don't walk around with your hand out. Guys, just move and God will send the right thing. But here's the thing. Sometimes God doesn't always send the thing that you think he should send because it's not up to you. You're in the situation, God's going to deploy the best strategy in your life. It's up to you to follow it. Sometimes that strategy is not always a strategy that's pretty. It's not always a sexy strategy. It's not always the thing that makes you feel good. Sometimes it makes you feel downright nasty because you need that. God knows exactly what to give you to get you to pay attention. And if you don't pay attention, you just stay in it. If you don't learn the lesson, you don't go through it. You sit in it. It's like putting your hand on a hot stove and leaving it there because you're not bright enough to understand that it's burning your hand and that's why it's burning. So you keep holding it there. We get ourselves in situations and we don't have the intestinal fortitude or the propensity enough to say, this is why I'm here. I can't sit here because I know this is what's hurting me and let me get up out of here. We don't do it. Why? Because we're afraid of what's going to happen? Come on, man. Who are you? Who are you? Figure out who you are so that you can get up and walk out of that situation. And once you figure that out, man, there's nobody that can hold you down. You become unstoppable once you know who you are. Knowledge is a beast. Once you know better, you do better, right? A lot of people will say that, but if the case is once you know better, you may know what you should do, but you don't know who you are. What were you created for? Who are you? Look yourself in the mirror and say, who am I? What did you create me to be, God? Who am I? Here's what happens to a lot of people, God. When you start to figure that thing out, when you get to that point where you think you're right there, then you start to get those whispers in your ear. Because there's one thing I know, the devil, man, he does not want you to find out who you are. Because when you find out who you are, game over. Game over. You ever heard the saying that says, the mind is the devil's playground? Man, that is the God's honest truth. When you lay in the same place, when you sit still, when you're not moving, when you're not planning, when you're not organizing, when you're not strategizing with yourself, when you're not figuring out what it is that God created you to do,
man. The devil sits there and plays volleyball. Then he goes to the locker room and he changes his clothes, and now he comes back with a basketball. And he's just playing with you and having fun. He's telling you, you know, he's dunking on you, and he's saying, you know what, you can't do that because of this. You can't do that because, you know what, last time you did that, man, you failed. You know how that feels. You don't want to have that feeling anymore, but you can't do that. People are going to laugh at you. And then he goes back to the locker room again, and he puts on his football uniform, and he keeps running into you repetitively. And you keep falling down, and he keeps telling you that hurt last time I hit you. You don't want that to happen again because you don't know who you are. The last thing you want to do is find out who you are, because when you find out who you are, you go to that same locker room, and you put your football gear on, and now you go head-to-head, and that's the last thing he wants. You know what he does at that point? He goes and finds somebody else that's not suited up. Easier. The devil is a big bully, but the devil is in your mind. And guess who led him there? Guess who put him there? You did. You let him in because you don't know who you are. When you discover who you are, ladies and gentlemen, you become unstoppable. You become a force to be reckoned with. Guys, this is an amazing process, and you go through this process, guys. I'm telling you right now, you start to have less problems. You start to deal with less things, but you have to learn the lesson. If you don't learn the lesson, then you're running around a track full of potholes. You're running around a track that has about 1,000 hurdles on it, and there's no way you can get around that track without repetitively falling, and eventually you're going to kill yourself. And when you kill yourself, you lay down and you don't want to get up. And when you do that, guys, it's just like roadkill. Here comes the flies. They lay the eggs on you. The eggs become maggots, and you start getting eaten away. And that's symbolic to you laying in your bed, doing nothing, allowing the devil to play in your mind to tell you that you should be laying there, to tell you that you aren't about anything. You don't know who you are. You don't have any power. You, as a matter of fact, you should just stay there because nobody wants to hear from you. Nobody wants to see you. And at the same time, you've got a world waiting for you, your gifts, your talent, your skills, just waiting for you to do things that only you can do because God created you different and unique. Nobody can do what you do. But if you keep allowing the devil to tell you that nobody wants to hear from you every time, and you know when you're on the right track. When you're on the right track, the voices get louder. When you start breaking gravity, the pull gets harder. And that's where a lot of people give up. That's that middle part that I'm talking about all the time, guys. That's that middle part, because when you start to get up, you know, then you start, they're getting up again. They're getting up. Okay, go put on the helmet. Let's buckle up. Let's run into them again. We knock them down this time. I think they're going to stay down. But you don't stay down. You get back up. But now this time when you get up, guys, you know who you are. And that's a dangerous thing. Once you discover who you are, guys, now you can do what we call grind. You're not grinding until you know who you are. You're just whittling. You're just making some little trinkets. But when you start grinding, is when the devil starts to tremble. Is when he starts to understand, well, guess what, guys? We lost one. We didn't have enough salary cap to keep that one. We lost him. Somebody got him. Somebody took her on to the team. Now she's winning. We can't keep him anymore. Let's go ahead and concentrate on somebody else that has a weak mind. Somebody that has a weak mind and have a weak body. We can tell them to keep eating this and keep listening to this and keep allowing this to happen. Somebody that's laying in the bed doing nothing. And if that's you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, get out of the bed. You may not be in a physical bed today. You may not be laying in the physical bed. I'm talking about the mental bed. The mental bed gets you into the physical bed. And from there, that's when the flies and the maggots come. But the mental bed, guys, is where it all starts. It all starts between the ears. And ladies and gentlemen, when we understand that God gave us the propensity to move ourselves from point A to point B and from B to C, when we understand who we are and what we have the power to do, we tell ourselves, okay, it's still not over. It's still not. I know I'm going to have to take these hits, but now I know who I am. See, it's different when you take hits knowing who you are. You've been in the gym. You've been eating the right stuff now. Your body feels good. You're doing what you want to do now. You get it. Now you know who you are, and that's power. Now that you're powerful, you have your brand new self, now you go out and you start doing the things that you know you're supposed to do, but you're doing them with the understanding that, you know what, I'm going to take these hits, but guess what? Now these hits don't seem so bad because I'm learning the lesson, and I'm not going to take that same hit twice. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to be around the same people that I was around the last time I was taking those hits that were telling me, look this way, and somebody hits me from the other way. That was telling me that I love you, but they really don't. They're shanking you in the back. I'm not going to be around the same situations that don't feed into the right spirit that I should have in order for me to be the best person that I can be. I'm going to remove myself from the negativity, and I'm going to draw closer to the positivity. And that's a hard thing to do for people because they don't want to disappoint other people. But God didn't send you here. God didn't create you to be the person that appeases everybody. See, guys, one thing that you have to understand is that everybody's not going to receive your message, but there's somebody that will. And God didn't call you to change a person's mind. He called you to be who you are. Allow him to do the work. All you have to do is be who God created you to be. And he'll send the people. God said, where he leads, he provides. And that's just not, we're not talking about physical food, guys. We're talking about everything. Where he leads, he provides. Some of us want to grow so quick. Some of us want to get into our element, and some of us want to be great so quick. But we don't want to do the small things that it takes to get us there. We don't want to get into the lab. We don't want to get in the trenches and start doing the things, honing in your craft and small things. You know, just maybe your audience is really small. Maybe you start your business and it's really small. Maybe you only have one truck in the fleet right now. Maybe you only have one car. Maybe you only bought one property right now. Some of you say, you know what, I should have 10 right now. I feel bad. Everything big, ladies and gentlemen, is one small. And you have to realize that you got to start somewhere. And everybody gets caught up on looking at the glory, but they don't understand the story that it takes to get there. They don't understand the fight, the grind, the passion, the consistency, the commitment that it takes to get there. Everybody overlooks that part. But it's the few people, the what I call 3 percenters, that get it. The people that are whole mind, body, and spirit. They understand. They get it. This isn't going to happen overnight. I'm going to have to do my time. I got to put in the work just like everybody else did. See, you didn't notice them until the glory came. And people get hung up on the glory. You want to know how a person became successful, look at their life before they became successful. Model the things that they did before that point, not at that point. You can't be the glory if you've never been through and had the story. And you got to create your own. Your story is not going to be exactly the same as somebody else's. How do you create your story? By doing exactly what I said. Figure out who you are. And once you figure out who you are, now you can figure out where you're going. And now along the way, guys, you can allow God to give you the plan. And you're not having any preconceived notions as to how I'm going to get there. You just go. You become Mr. Nike. Just do it. You look in your mirror and you say, girl, you know who you are. He said, come on, man, figure this thing out. I know that God created me for something, and I know it's not for me to be who everybody else wants me to be. What is that thing on the inside of me that's saying, this is what I should do? This is how I feel. I feel good when I'm doing this. I feel positive. I feel strong. I feel like I'm in my element when I'm doing this. There's that thing that keeps eating away at you. And if you don't feed it, ladies and gentlemen, you'll die with it on the inside of you, because at that point, you don't discover it. Now the body is so messed up that you need the body to maintain to as the housing place for the spirit of creativity that God gave you, and only you. So I jumped on that really quick, guys, because it's so, so very important that we understand. You know, I've heard the old man before. People don't. Because when anytime people start to hear things and it's going to require something of them, they turn a deaf ear to it because it's going to require something and it hurts. You are what you eat. You are what you drink. You are what you watch. You are what you hear. All of those things play a role in the 3%er. The 3%er gets all of those aspects, and the 3%er understands that I can't just be strong in mind and figure, and everybody say, well, I got a strong mind. You can't have a strong mind when you're putting anything in your body. You can't. When you're eating Oreos and Doritos and drinking Cokes all day long, and you're saying I'm a strong-minded person, you cannot be. There's something missing. You're not a 3%er. And some of you are saying, you know, I'm not perfect. Nobody's calling you to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. But guess what? You should strive for it. And some of you are saying, well, it's too late for me. No, it's not too late for you. It starts with one step. If you want to be a 3%er, ladies and gentlemen, this is how it starts. You start by figuring out who you are. And once you figure out who you are, guys, now you know what you're capable of. And now you know that the sky's the limit. You might not know how you're going to get there. You may not know who's going to help you. You may not understand fully what the plan is, but you start developing a plan and you don't get caught looking. When you keep your head down and you work on what God told you to do, He'll send the people, the right people, that are going to mastermind with you and move you from level to level, guys. And now when you get to that point to where you start to be blessed and you start to realize that, man, this is feeling good. I'm able to do some things. I'm able to actually, you know, live some of the life that I want to live. Then God starts to send you the right people in your life. And now you start elevating. Now, guess what? Now you can keep it. Now you can stay there. Now you can have a foundation that's built on something other than somebody else's perception of you. Somebody else saying this is what you should do. No, this is what you want to do. And when it's what you want to do, when it's how you feel, ladies and gentlemen, it makes you feel good, then guess what? That's how you create the foundation. Man, one of the things I know, ladies and gentlemen, is that, you know, life is short. And, you know, life is so short to a point to where, man, if you don't seize the day every day, today is a brand new day. And if you don't seize this day and do something different today than you did yesterday, then it's just a loop. It's just a cycle. And until you break that cycle, guys, nothing else happens. So, man, this is an amazing day, guys. You know, thank you guys for jumping on the grind this morning, guys. You know, I want you to understand that, you know, today is a brand new day, man. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday, guys, at 8 a.m., we're getting ready to mix some things up, guys. I know that there are some things that I've been, you know, had in my spirit that I really wanted to put in place for the show that I just haven't, guys. And when I say I'm thinking and I'm moving and I'm flowing just like you guys are, right? I'm talking to myself, and that's the beautiful part of this show, guys. We bridge gaps with unscripted conversation, guys. Real people, real life, real issues, guys. We don't just get you to the gap and walk away, guys. You know, understand that there's the grind is in the middle. You have to figure out how to get through the gap, how to bridge the gap. So, guys, God bless you guys. Thank you for jumping on the grind this morning. Thank you for being a part. Man, we love each and every one of you guys. You know, we'll see you guys bright and early on the next show, guys, at 8 a.m., guys, Thursday morning. God bless you guys and have a great, great day.
G-O-D. Give me I think about an innocent man dying. Perfect cup.